VoiceTube Studio presents your favorite pronunciation show. Join us now and improve your listening and speaking skills. My name is Celine. You're listening to VoiceTube's Pronunciation Challenge. Hello, VoiceTubers. This is Celine. How long have you been stuck in Taiwan since the outbreak of the COVID-19 pandemic? The COVID-19 is said to originate in Wuhan, China, and then after a couple of months, it spread all over the world. It has greatly affected our ways of life. For example, we started wearing masks and washing our hands as often as possible, and many of us even started working from home for the first time in our lives. For students abroad, especially in the States, people are debating whether it is safe for students to go back to school because the number of people infected with COVID-19 has been on the rise and children seem to be more susceptible to the virus than adults. Therefore, the speaker, Prince Iya, is condemning or criticizing the authorities in the U.S. for risking children's lives asking them to go back to school. He even proposed a few suggestions as alternatives to going back to school. Before you watch the video for yourself, let's get into today's sentence. Do you know how hard it's going to be to socially distance 30 kids in the classroom? 你知道要在教室里面为30个孩子保持社交距离是多困难的事吗? Let me repeat this sentence again slowly. Do you know how hard it's gonna be to socially distance 30 kids in the classroom? Here are some pronunciation tips. First of all, this is probably something you don't even think about when you're speaking your native language, but intonation is very important. It's the rise and fall of our voices when we speak. There are two main intonation patterns in American English: falling intonation and rising intonation. Falling intonation is when the pitch of your voice lowers at the end of the sentence. This is mainly used in statements, as well as questions that are not yes or no questions. As for rising intonation, it's when the pitch of your voice rises at the end of the sentence. This is used when you're asking a yes or no question, or if you want to show your feelings of disbelief or anger. Our sentence of the day is a yes or no question, so remember to use a rising intonation when you're reading it. Do you know how hard it's going to be to socially distance 30 kids in the classroom? Another thing that you should keep in mind is that the word gonna is short for going to. We'll discuss this more in detail later on. Last pronunciation tip. If you listen carefully, you'll realize that I kind of pronounced the word to in the sentence as to. It's kind of a habit, so be sure to remember these tips if you want to sound more like a native speaker.
这边来跟大家说一下发音需要注意的地方。第一点就是呢, 如果是yes-no句型的话, 句尾记得要语调上扬哦。然后第二点是, gonna是going to的缩写, 发音是gonna。 类似用法有wanna，wanna是want to的缩写。第三点，句子中的to弱化要发音成t。Let's
move on to our word of the day, hard. Hard is an adjective. It is used to describe something that is physically or mentally difficult. It can also be used to describe something that is solid in texture.
Hard这个字看起来很简单。 最常见的是当作形容词的用法,意思除了困难的,也可以表示坚硬的。For
example, it's really hard for me to get up early on the weekend because I always stay up late the previous night.
要我周末早起是很困难的,因为我前一晚总是会熬夜到很晚。The
word hard can also be used as an adverb, meaning to do something with a lot of effort.
此外,hard这个字也可以当作副词哦。当副词的时候,意思是努力的。For
example, work hard, play hard.
认真工作,认真玩。The
second word is gonna, The word gonna is an informal contraction, which means that it's short for going to. We mainly use gonna when we are speaking casually in a conversation.
Gonna 这个字前面有说到是 going to 的缩写，要记得使用时一定要在前面加上 be 动词，因为 be going to 才是完整的未来式时态。
For example, I'm gonna ask Celine out on a date. Do you think she'll say yes or friendzone me?
我要邀 Celine 出去约会，你觉得她会答应我还是发我好人卡呢？
The third and last word for today is socially distance. It's a verb that means to prevent the spread of a contagious disease by maintaining a physical distance between people. The word socially is an adverb that modifies the verb distance. When used as a noun, distance means how far something is, but here it's used as a verb to describe the action of keeping some space between one another.
Socially 是副词，修饰动词 distance。Distance 当名词时，意思是距离。在这边当动词，意思是使保持距离。
For example, nowadays people have learned to socially distance themselves in public places.
现今大家已学会要在公共场所保持社交距离。
All right, I guess that's it for today's pronunciation challenge.Be sure to leave a comment below and practice today's sentence. Go watch the video, and you'll see how fortunate we are here in Taiwan without schools being closed. I'll see you guys next time!